today we're at Whoop Arena, which is all about flying tiny whoops, which are very small, ducted fan drones, which are very safe to fly. Due to my build that's pretty high, I was actually rejected from S5FC and being a pilot when I was younger. So there was always this feeling of like wanting to attain flight through another means. And this is basically the perfect means. It's almost as if you're like a fighter pilot as you zoom through all the gates.
I decided to open Whoop Arena so that people can get to enjoy a full night racing style of drone racing. It's actually my dream to have a LED track for tiny whoops, because the tiny whoops scene in Singapore is not that popular yet. Like I see there's a lot of potential. You can fly indoor, you can set LED tracks easily.
I'm able to fly, say, like DJI drones, camera drones. But then I learned about FPV, which is a totally different world. So I actually spent almost like half a year learning how to fly a FPV drone. I was like flying almost every day at home. So now my home, right, my walls are full of scratches because like my whoop is just like bang into it. Now, many people who are interested in drone, right, they don't have a full picture of what drone is about. Most of them may plunge into like buying some drone that costs like thousands of dollars, and eventually they find that it's not suitable for them. So that's why we set up the workshop to introduce them to the fundamentals. Yeah, I've been getting quite a lot of sign up recently, and it's increasing.
I started with a tiny whoop, so I have more of them, but then now I prefer flying those bigger ones. They're able to hit like over 120-130 km/h easily. Personally, I feel that being able to actually fly the drone and race them, you get the adrenaline rush, and then hitting your lap times is like a F1.
You know, if you go F1 race, it's not just the visual of the cars racing around, it's actually also the sound you hear of the engines roaring ahead, which is what you get when you're outdoor racing with something like this. You don't just get to see drones flying around at high speed, but you also get to hear the sound. To me, that completes the package of why you go for a race. In 2017 and 2018, we had up to 60-70 pilots coming in from mainly around the region, from Japan, Korea, Brunei, coming to Singapore to take part. 2017 was our flagship event, and then we followed up with 2018. And then COVID rolled around, but what we did at that point was actually we conducted a virtual event running simulator races, where this one, because it's virtual, right, anybody in the world could come in. We had people coming all the way from America, Europe, competing with our local pilots as well on over the internet. Hopefully by 2022, where there's a bit more relaxation on what we can do, we can start organising the Asia Drone Championships 2022 again.